Yes, the email today, we're at Swan Hill. We love Swan Hill. We are specialists there. We have a great record, and today's the day we break the drought. I think it's coming up 3 weeks. I think it's today. It's 3 weeks since we've had a winner on the end of the month.
3 weeks and a bit more than that, actually, I think.
Let's not get bogged down by that sort of detail. 3 weeks is enough. It's enough. Whatever it is, it's back. We're back today, and we're going to find out what sort of surface we're playing on at Swan Hill today. Whitey, what have you got for us?
Yes, well, our track manager, he sleeps in at Swan Hill. We never speak to the track manager from Swan Hill, which is okay because he has sent through the details. The rail position is out 2 metres from the 1,200-metre mark to the 900-metre mark, and then out 4 metres from the 900-metre mark to the 400-metre mark, and then true the remainder. So it's a fairly long straight at Swan Hill, so you reckon that that is in the true position, the straight. The track condition is a good 4 with a penetrometer reading of 5.17.
Right, good 4, 5.17, some rail sort of situations going on there. But we've got Nathan Hobson. Now, there's one person you want to talk to. Well, it's probably two. He's one of the two you want to talk to when you're racing at Swan Hill. Always has lots of runners and will have a great chance for us today on the Early Mail. Nathan, good morning.
Morning, Halves. There you go.
Well, we could use a winner if you don't mind. You got one sort of snuck in the pocket somewhere for us today?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully there might be one or two there, hopefully.
Righto. Right. We'll just take one at the moment, so we're all good. Race two, you got a couple going around to kick it off for us. Race number 4, Mallee Boy Express, and number 5, Most Elegant. Tell us about these two.
Yeah, Mallee Boy Express probably just having a day out today, just more of a trial. And Most Elegant went pretty good last start at Warrantville, but he's pretty much improved horse, but yeah, he might be a sneaky place chance.
Righto, that's in race 2, 4 and 5. Race 3, number 6, Sand Hill. Haven't had too much with the barriers today.
No, I might have to talk to the race in Victoria. Someone might be, mustn't like me.
What Sand Hill got for a second up today? It was second on resumption. That was a nice effort at Donald.
Yeah, it was a huge run. So if he can repeat that run, he'd be thereabouts. So he'd have to be a great each way chance. He's a lovely horse. So still learning his craft, but he should be a good chance.
Oh, no, he's $7 at the tab at this stage. Race 4, number 14, is it Rias? How do you say Rias?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it, it's fine with me.
Second career start today, Barrier 4, claiming a couple, and favourite at the tab. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, I can't work that one out, but yeah. He is a lovely horse, and he probably needs a few more race day experience, but... I thought he went pretty good on debut. Stepping up to the mile should help. He's a nice horse. I don't know if today is his day, but he should run. He could run into the placings.
So 1,200 to the 1,600 second up career race. Is that a usual thing or an unusual thing?
Oh, it's probably a bit unusual, but he looks like he needs to get over a bit of ground. He's a big, strong horse, and he's a very nice horse, and. He just might need it. Yeah, but hopefully he does win, but yeah, he's a bit short for me.
Right, okay. Well, then race 6, number 3, Okotox. He's got barrier 2. There we go. We've got a decent gate for you there. Now, it was fourth last time out at Donald, only 2 lengths off him in a 58. This is a 64 today. Does it help? Is it suitable?
Yeah, he hit the line really strong at Donald, so if he can repeat that run, same thing. He should be a good each way chance. Yeah, he's like he won at Mooney Valley before Christmas, so if he can sort of reproduce that for me, should be thereabouts.
And you got race 7, you got another 2 in race 7. I love when we get to Swan Hill because you always have heaps of runners for us. Yeah. 2, Reward with Return, and 6, Yulong Storm. Now, Yulong Storm is favourite, 2.15, 3 wins on the trot.
Yep, hopefully he can make it 4 on the trot, yeah. So, no, he's been a great through the stable, so yeah, no, it'd be good to keep the winning feeling going with him. But I'm a bit worried about his stable, mate. He loves Swan Hill, racing it on his home track, and he'll give a lot of cheek out in front and give a good sight too. So, and he's probably over the odds, really. So, but yeah, I think Yulong Storm's in great form, so he's probably my best for the day.
Righto, that's good feedback. And you go race 8, number 15, Banasta, to finish out of barrier 14 again. It's pretty deep in the market, Banasta.
He'll probably go around tomorrow at Warrantville, so he probably won't run today. He's got to run tomorrow at Warrantville.
Righto. So we're under enormous pressure at the moment, Hobbo. We need some help. And you've given us a good push for some each-way action. You've dipped into one late with your best. So just for the promo, I need this to be nice and clear for us. What's your best today, Hobbo?
Yep, Yulong Storm.
Yulong Storm, race 7, number 6, 2:15, the early markets at the tab. Get involved and cheer him home. He's got plenty of runners, a couple of each-way specials. Get involved in them as well. Appreciate your time, Nathan. Have a good day today at the home track. We look forward to seeing many winners past the post.
Yep, thanks for the call. Thank you.
Good stuff. Nathan Hobson with us. He's got 8 runners, but we will be taking race 7, number 6, Yulong Storm, as his best of the day. Currently at the tab, it is 2:15 in the fixed markets.